Now, 79, 80, go back to the club again, another 40 appearances, and scored 9 tries that season. You were the top scoring forward for that season. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember much? Were there any special moves worked out that would put you in a position?
There wasn't.
Score?
John Watkins had most of those sort of front peel. he scored quite a few tries from
him. Yeah, well, that's really what's so outstanding, that you outscored him in the season. More tries than John.
I didn't know that.
No,
I didn't know.
Yeah. And then in 1980, you're on the Gloucester Tour to Canada.
Right, yeah.
Now, tell us what you can remember about that. It's always interesting to hear stories from tours.
I remember everybody drinking on the plane on the way over.
That's the sort of stuff, yes.
That was hilarious. Steve Baker especially. Yeah, very funny. But lucky enough, the rugby wasn't too serious, wasn't hard, put it that way.
Mm.
But no, thoroughly enjoyable tour. Got to see a bit of Canada. The hospitality there was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
They really looked after us well.
Yeah.
I think you made a lot of friends on a tour. Mm. You get to know people really well.
Yeah.
And I got to know quite a few of the players.
Mm-hmm. What was the sort of standard of the teams you played?
I should think they were pretty much local standard. Yeah. They weren't, we never had too much trouble beating them, I don't think. But, quite a long time ago now.
What I've read about games on tours like that was that, especially in America, that they would tackle very hard.
Well, they did. They're all sort of American football, they're brought up with American football, so they feel that they've got to tackle like an American footballer, without all the protection on everything.
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful when you're playing against teams like that.
But then they would run out of steam in the second half.
That's what happened.
Do you remember particularly the game against Toronto Lions?
I know that's one of the teams we played, Toronto Lions. Yeah, did I kick a conversion or something?
Yeah. Exactly. a conversion and a penalty.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did.
Did you ever kick before?
I used to practice with Peter Butler out here. Mm. After the sort of training sessions we had, I used to take pot shots at goal, and I used to pick the balls up for him and take it back to him, and had a few kicks myself. I've always knew I could kick.
Yeah.
But obviously not to his standard, but
two tries, conversion and a penalty. bravura performance. So it was a big win. So whether it was just a bit of messing about, was it that you gave it the conversion and penalty?
It was, yeah. I think it was me badgering the captain, or can I take this kick?
What sort of argument? Were they difficult kicks or?
They were 50 or 50 metre kicks off the touchline.
Of course they were. No.
I think all kicks are difficult, really, but they weren't that difficult.
Yeah. Now, a little later, Mike Longstaff came on the scene.
Mike's always been on the scene. Mike's a good friend of mine. We were at school together in Thomas.
Hmm.
So I've known Mike since we were both 11. And there's always been a bit of rivalry. We were both in the school team together and everything.
Yeah.
But then he was a three-quarter then.
And fullback, wasn't he? Yeah.
Then he made the decision to go flanker. Yeah, Mike, a very good rugby player.
Hmm.
Very good rugby player.
Yeah. So... as you say, you started off as a back when playing at fullback, then went into the forwards. It looks to me, looking at the selections, that he was becoming more and more of a threat to you for your place at open side.
Right.
But was that a fact that, you know, you were more or less parallel with each other to take that number seven spot?
I think so, yeah. But Mike is very much a player's player. And obviously they thought that he sort of blended well with sort of Gary and Teague, who were sort of incumbent in the first at the time. And he sort of brought the best out of them. Mm. Whereas I was probably a totally different player. You know, I didn't sort of work as well with them or seem, so they seem to think.
Now, as you just mentioned, Mike Teague, he was coming onto the scene, was he?
He was.
A young player coming through. Did he look outstanding, even at that stage?
What stood out about Mike, he was very thin in those days. He was like a beanpole.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously he worked on that as the years progressed. But he had something about him, definitely.
He worked on those shoulders, didn't he? Gosh.
Yeah.
Mm. He ended up with a sort of looking almost like a coat hanger, inverted coat hanger, with
the
massive shoulders.
Weight trainer down the Seven Side Gym. There was me,
yeah.
Mike Teague, and Dave Poynton, who's very much into the weights then.
Mm.
So I think that's when he first started.
Yeah, but the way he could rip the ball was something else, really. Yeah. That was amazing. Yeah.
And John Gadd.
Yeah.
He never played for England, I'll never know. Tremendous player.
Yeah.
You know, lots of good ball skills.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had everything going for him. The only thing that sort of let him down was his temper.
Mm.
You know, which
but he starred in an England trial for the probables and still didn't get in the England side.
I know.
Incredible. And he also played in a friendly
against Fiji,
I think he scored a try then.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of the old school as far as England selection is concerned, but I think he was just unfortunate.
And he was born in New Zealand, of course.
Well,
can't have helped.
But he was definitely should have played for England. Brilliant player.
Yeah, absolutely.
And towards the end of your career, Ian Smith was just coming through as well, wasn't he?
Ian Smith was coming through, yeah. Mind you, it helped with his dad being coach, but now he was another sort of rising prospect.
Yeah.
I can remember Ian come up to me once and he said I had a chat with my dad. He said, "How can I improve, you know, being a flanker?" And he said, "Well, play like Paul Wood does."
There was a bit of Dick Smith in the way you played, really. You know, I mean the roving role around the field.
I didn't have a sidestep then.
No, that was incredible. Well, he was a centre, wasn't he?
Yeah,
originally. What a player Dick Smith was.
Yeah, he was.
They're another example of somebody who should have played for England.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All those trials.
Yeah. We're just a very unfashionable club, Gloucester.
I'm afraid so, yeah.
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 John Orwin?
J.O.
That was a one-off.
You're probably right there, yeah. Very abrasive sort of character, but you were glad he was on your side. Definitely.
Yeah.
It wouldn't stand any message from anybody.
Yeah, he was a hard man, wasn't he, John?
Very hard man.